Welcome back, everybody, and welcome if you're just joining us. Happy Monday afternoon. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We are closing out the show with my friend and now yours, CEO of Miller Communications, Lori Richards. We've been talking about women in leadership positions. We've been talking about what are the solutions. Every man I've ever talked to in the workplace, people do not believe they are acting in a gender-biased way. I think most people operate from a frame of, I'm trying to be fair, I'm trying to be inclusive. And Lori, you talked about the concept of individualism and recognizing one another's strengths and weaknesses and how to use that to people's advantage, especially in leadership. Tell us a little bit more about what that looks like when we're talking about women in leadership.
I think one of the concepts that we continue to get hung up on is this idea of keeping score, right? I brought in X amount of business. She needs to. I did that, right? We're trying to quantify how much I contribute to the company, and then if someone else doesn't contribute the same amount, right, then clearly I'm more qualified than they are qualified. So I think we either need to stop keeping score or we need to come up with a new scorecard that allows us to really weight and put value on some of the intangibles, right? It's not necessarily that I brought in X amount of business for the firm, but actually these three new great associates that joined the firm joined because I'm here, right? Because they needed to see a woman in leadership. So I don't think we've for far too long, I don't think we valued those things the same, right? So I would advocate for the idea of let's rewrite the scorecard and really give value to many different aspects that we bring to the workforce. So case in point, I'm blessed to have the world's best business partner. He is a man. We both have families, but we have realized that some of my deficiencies are his strengths. Some of his strengths are my deficiencies. Mm-hmm. But together, if we stop keeping score with each other, which has never been an issue, I'm very blessed to say, but when you combine those strengths together and don't worry about what the other one didn't do or what they're not good at, man, that's a really powerful combination.
Yeah, I think it also speaks, and I'll just say this from my vantage point, the relief that would come from eliminating the demand that I show up as all things for all people all the time and that I'm good at everything, right? I think a lot of women and men that have aspired to be in leadership have felt that instead of saying, and as I've gotten older, I can recognize, my goodness, I'm bad at these things and I need to work with and embrace and be able to make sure that I've got folks working together with me that are good at the things I'm not great at and vice versa. And how can we make 2 + 2 = 12, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Just briefly, if you can address women's perception of risk, both in the workplace, professionally, and how to I think men get incentivized to take risk. And I think there's very real reasons why women have been less risk adjusted, or that's a poor way of putting that, sometimes less willing to take career risks or big pivots or big swings. If you can talk about that a little bit, Lori.
It was one of the very real questions that I asked when Andrea presented this research to the group. One of my misperceptions, I will say, that I've been thinking about over the last couple of years is, do women just want it less, right? Are women less willing, to your point, to step up to the plate and take a big swing, even though it means I could potentially miss? And what the data is showing is that that's not the case. Women want it just as much. And in some cases, I think we are misunderstanding desire for work-life balance, for a lack of wanting the C-suite. And I think it still exists. And I think people maybe who are looking for something a little closer to work-life balance are often getting mislabeled as people who just aren't willing to take risk, right? But I think we need to be more specific about what those risks are, how you mitigate them, right? And how you build your support system around you to feel like it's not all on your shoulders.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because if you're taking a big swing in this area of your life, to know that you're backed up by these utility players that are helping you at home or helping you, that feels less risk averse, or it feels less risky.
Risky,
right?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's so important. And this idea, I think for a long time in this country, we have celebrated the, I only sleep 3 hours a week. Mm-hmm. I work 100 hours a week. I never sleep. And listen, there are points, and I think every successful person's career where that has potentially been how they have worked. Mm-hmm. The better question is, does it have to be that way to have successful businesses and to have successful leaders? These are big, thorny questions, I think, kind of baked in to the American psyche. Lori Richards, CEO of Miller Communications, closing thoughts this afternoon for all of our listeners out there. Why should we hope to see more and more women in C-suites?
I've got daughters. I've got many female employees. I think women make great decisions. They make great leaders. And at the end of the day, it's a better bottom line and a healthier community.
Better bottom line, healthier community. And we all have women that we love and wish to lift up. Lori, big, big thanks to you. Just some final thoughts for everyone, especially our male allies and advocates out there. Or if you're a guy thinking, hey, I don't have any issues with this, please ask your employees. The legitimate, absolutely anonymous survey can tell you a lot about how your employees are doing. Do you have flexible work schedules? Are you seeing what is working really for people that work in your companies? If you are in the boardroom and you look around and it's all just people that look like you, maybe take a little think on that one. Big thanks again to Lori Richards, my friend and CEO, now your friend of Miller Communications. We'll talk more about this again. There's so much here, Lori.
Always happy to speak on this topic.
Folks, thanks for being with us this afternoon. I'll be back tomorrow with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez at 4:30. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.